From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The South Korean Unification Ministry says the second highest ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea. A ministry spokesman said Thae Young Ho has arrived with his family in Seoul and is under government protection. The spokesman said Thae told South Korean officials that he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, a desire for South Korean democracy, and because of concern over his children's future. In a town to meet with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, South Sudan's new first vice president met with reporters Wednesday in Nairobi. Jill Craig reports.
During his meeting with reporters, South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Deng Gai, urged members of the press several times to be truthful in reporting on his country, saying they were spreading misinformation about fighting around Juba.
This is not true. The country is in peace.
Deng announced that his government has prioritized combining the forces of President Salva Kiir and former first vice president Riek Machar, with the goal of having one fully unified army by May 2017. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Hundreds of people have marched through the city of Beni in the Democratic Republic of Congo to protest government inaction against rebels suspected of killing at least 50 people in a weekend attack. There are reports that several people were killed when violence broke out during the demonstration. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originated from the Hamadan Air Base and were aimed at Islamic State militants. This is VOA News.